Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. This morning I wanted to read a scripture before we get started. It's a little bit longer. It's about prayer. I've been reading about prayer a little bit. My church has got a year of prayer going on, so I just wanted to read this before we get started. It's from Luke 11, verse 1. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." Now that's a little bit different than, say, from Matthew. And it's just, Matthew goes into more detail than Luke did. Verse 5, "Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. Oh, I'm sorry. Yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, it's early, forgive me for my reading. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So, my takeaway from that is if you pray, and even if it may be a big prayer, audacious, if you go to God, he will hear your prayer and he will answer it. And he will give you the Holy Spirit if you ask for him. So, with that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we come before you thanking you, for you are the maker of all. Your name is hallowed. You are the creator of everything, and yet you love us, you know us, you hear our pleas and our prayers. So, Father, we come before you knowing that they can all be answered. Some will be audacious because they're so big and the need is so great, and others will not be. They won't be big, but they'll be important. So, Father, I just praise you for all that you've done and you're going to do in our lives. For the prayers that will be answered, I thank you for them. And Lord, we come before you seeking out your mercy, your grace, and your forgiveness for our sins. Where we failed yesterday and even today, even though it's early, I just pray, Father, for you to wipe our sins clean. Help us to know that we are forgiven, to forgive ourselves where we've fallen short. And Lord, I lift up our families to you. I pray for them. I pray for our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, our parents, our spouses, all of our loved ones, Lord. I just pray that you would place your angels about them. For those who have special needs, where they may be sick, they may be in danger through drugs or addictions. I just pray for a special protection on them, Lord. I pray you keep them safe. And I ask that you would heal them, that you would heal their minds, heal their bodies. May they know you. May their anger fall away, like the scales on Paul's eyes. I pray the anger, the disappointment, the sadness, the depression, the illness, I just pray it would all disappear. It would fall away. That they would see you, know your love, and know you, Holy Spirit. I pray for your angels to be about them. I pray that your angels would protect them and be a hedge against this world and the ruler that roams this world. Father, I just pray for our loved ones. Pray for your mercy and your grace to be upon them, your protection to be over them. I pray for your forgiveness to be on them. And most of all, I pray that they would feel and know your love today. And Lord, I lift up our nation, this United States. Father, every day, something new. Every day, some challenge, some failure of massive proportions. Some evidence of not caring about the people. And Lord, I just lift up this land. I pray for your mercy to be upon it. I pray for your grace to be upon us. I pray for a revival in our land. I pray for our nation, our people, to get on our knees, bow our heads, truly humble ourselves to you. And I pray that we'd be restored. I pray and ask, Father, that you would move in a mighty way with us, guide us, replace the leaders who need replaced, which is probably a lot. Repair the damage that's been done, if that's possible. Father, that's an audacious prayer. And I ask it in Jesus' name that you would grant it. And Father, lastly, for our own lives and our own relationships with you, I lift them up to you. As I've been reading the letter to the Galatians, it's been striking me, Father, how the first century, second century, third century churches didn't have the Bible. It was you, Holy Spirit, talking to them, guiding them. That Paul didn't have a book to work off of. And yet when he went to Jerusalem, the other disciples confirmed that his message was correct. And that only can mean that you, Holy Spirit, were guiding all of them, all of the teachers, all of those who were preaching your word. You were guiding them in the right message. Just as you had done to Abraham. Just as you had done to Moses. Just as you had done throughout history. And Holy Spirit, I pray you'd continue to guide us in our understandings. May we hear your voice, read your word, and understand your message, so that we can grow and love you more, so we can do your will with energy, with boldness, and with joy. Father, I thank you for this. I just pray for your hand to be upon us. And Holy Spirit, come and guide us. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.